Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
6:22, Florida's moment at the Republican National Convention.
When President Trump was in the White House, Americans had more money and lower prices. Our borders were secure and our laws were enforced.
Senators Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, as well as Governor DeSantis, sharing the stage.
I am alarmed that the current president of the United States lacks the capability to discharge the duties of his office. Our enemies do not confine their designs to between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Day three is getting underway soon. The party working on its message of unity. Live team coverage continues in Milwaukee with WOKV Samantha Manning and one-time rivals taking the stage, as we just heard from Governor DeSantis and others, Sam.
Yeah, Rich, exactly right. The focus last night was really about trying to send that message of bringing the party together and party unity, as you were saying. Of course, as we just were talking about, Governor Ron DeSantis, who was a big, strong critic of the former president only a few months ago and who had ran against him, now up on stage to endorse him, but also former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. She was certainly a very, very big critic of the former president, but last night saying, look, you know, I don't need to agree with him on every single issue to vote for him. So it was a really big, strong message to Republicans who may have been on the fence about former President Trump for them to say, look, we need to stand together and get behind him.
Yeah, and I know that Make America Safe Again was one of the main themes, with immigration coming front and center, the fentanyl crisis and more. As we transition into another day and as the anticipation builds to ultimately hear from the former president in tomorrow night's coverage, what's on tap for today and later tonight?
Yeah, so today's theme is going to be about making America strong again. So the big focus is going to be on foreign policy and national security. And so we're going to be hearing about the former president's global goals if he were to be reelected. But really, one of the big things we're going to be looking out for tonight is when we hear from his VP pick, right? Ohio Senator J.D. Vance is expected to be speaking tonight, and he'll be formally accepting the nomination. And that speech is going to be really, really critical for him and for the campaign overall. He's, of course, a newcomer to politics, right? He's only been in the Senate for a year and a half. Vance is only 39 years old. So he's pretty unknown to many Americans outside of Ohio, you know, where he's been representing. So this is going to be a chance for him to really introduce himself to a national audience and for people to get to know him more.
All right. And obviously we'll have live coverage beginning tonight at 7 o'clock, Sam. I do have a piece of fashion question that I need to ask you. What's been the craziest hat you've seen?
A lot of, you know, American flag themed hats, just a lot of festive outfits. I have to get back to you on that. I'm going to look out and see if I see any more crazy hats.
It's like the thing that I see on the convention floor. Obviously, everyone has buttons and pins and the red, white, and blue and a lot of Republican right. red shirts and whatnot. But it's the hats. It's almost like it's its own version of the Kentucky Derby, you know? We'll be watching out as our coverage of the convention continues throughout the day and throughout the week here on Jacksonville's Morning News.